Hello and welcome to the Voice of Love radio show. Tonight we are having a very special show. We're going to have a channeling tonight. Oftentimes there's a group of beings that come to me calling themselves the Circle of Light. They come together as one entity. They merge their energies. And usually Jeshua is the primary spokesperson. And they have a message tonight. The only thing I know, it's called Hearing with the Heart. I truly am not knowing what it's exactly going to be about. So what I would like to do with all of you as we start the show tonight is to enter a sacred space together before the channeling so that your being is truly in the heart and open to receive what's going to be shared, whatever that will be. Know that much more than even the words, there's much going on, let me say, behind the scenes as far as frequency and your soul grasping and taking on messages that will mean something for each of you uniquely. So oftentimes you'll feel things going around your body, like your crown might open, you might feel a warmth going through your body, you might have chills, all kinds of different little physical things. And know that if you have those, it's very, very good. That means that the energies are penetrating the what I call the soul body and touching your true heart, your true heart. And that's the space where we're going to enter now. We're going to enter together the space of the true heart. So let's take a moment and let's just take a deep breath, breathing in the day. Breathe it all in. Let it connect with your I am presence. And then breathe out everything that feels tense, everything that feels constricting, everything that feels unlike love, which would be all your worries, your deepest fears, your judgments, your complaints, anything in that arena. Let it fall away. Let it just fall away from your being right now. And close your eyes for a moment and feel yourself literally joining into the one heart, the one divine heart that we all share as one. For you see, we are one mind appearing as the many. We are one mind, that mind that came from the thought of love, the creator of all, the grand source of all, the what I refer to oftentimes as Abba, all that is. That very source awaits your welcome. So welcome it into your being. Take a deep breath and close your eyes and imagine that your crown is being opened right now. And as you're sitting there before the channeling starts, empty yourself of self. Empty your body. See your body as just a vehicle, a vessel. And anything that's been holding on to, whether it's today, yesterday, thoughts of the future, let them all go and be here now. Okay. It is with great, great joy and great, great gratitude that we enter this space with all of you this evening to touch your heart and to touch you with what I would call a remembrance. A remembrance. A remembrance of the truth of you. A remembrance that there is a grand vastness and expanded being, part all of you, that is here with us now. And that a very small part of your awareness finds itself right here now on what you would call your planet Earth. But know that it's a very, very small part of you. That the grander vastness of your being is right here with us. And just be with that thought for a moment. Let it digest into your body, into your cells, into your heart. That you truly are one with that source. And it has always been so. And even while you've been dreaming in time, this dream of duality and separation, believing that you are separate from your very source, or that it's somewhere outside of you, that has been the illusion. That is the illusion that keeps you twisted up inside. It gnaws at you. Because deep down in the depths of your being, where we're speaking to you from right now, you know the truth. That is why we say it is a remembrance. Because you already are that which you seek. You already are one with that very source. One with all that is. And every thought you think affects all. Every thought you think affects each and every one of the whole. I know this to be so. So before we begin speaking to you about what it is to hear with the heart, we're going to take a moment and ask you to be where you are and just see your crown opening. And as it's opening, what you're saying to the universe is, I am ready to receive. I am ready to receive. I open my arms and I embrace you. I embrace the self I am. I honor only that and nothing else. I value only this union before all things. And so it is for me. And so it is for me. And now we're going to come to you. We are a grand, grand circle of light. There are many, many beings here. And we are here with you in this moment to remind you of who you are. In truth, that's all we're ever doing, is reminding you who you are. So imagine that down through your crown chakra, each and every one of us here on this side of the veil are lighting your inner flame. We are taking a very long match because it has to reach from your crown down into your heart center. And we are lighting your heart flame right now. And as we do so for each one of you, because you are all now in the one heart space, we're connecting all of your flames together as one flame of unconditional love. From this side, we're watching pink rays, pink sparks. And they're just coming right out of your heart center. And together now, you are burning as one flame, one love, one light, one truth. We're almost finished, and we will continue. Now is the time, dear ones, to come to the understanding that your earthly senses, your earthly eyes, and your earthly ears, through your earthly eyes, you have never seen the truth of anything, and through your earthly ears, as long as you're focused on your duality, you do not hear what is real. It appears real, but what you hear is what you perceive. And what you perceive in this reality has never been the truth of anything. And it may be a hard one to take in. However, if you would take a moment and really think about it, the truth is that there is only one. There is only love. There is only what you would call heaven. And you find yourself to be in a place that oftentimes can appear very much unlike that truth. So we are here to teach you, to nudge you, to assist you, along with our vehicle here, Denisa, into hearing with the heart. What does it mean to hear with the heart? The first thing that you will want to be very, very aware of for yourself is that each and every day for you, you are in school. If you have chosen to take the journey home to self, many of you are in that process, many of you have been in this process for a long time, and others are here tonight that are just beginning to awaken, that are just beginning to take the feet that have walked the path of earth life and place their one right foot onto the bridge home to self. The bridge that brings you to where I am, where we are, right this moment. And it is already waiting for you, however it waits on your welcome. For it cannot enter your reality until it is invited. For you see, dear ones, I know many of you now talk about ascension and the process of ascension, and you know your beloved Mother Earth is in her own process. And all of you as a collective, even those of you who aren't aware of it, are a part of that ascension, are a part of this grand lifting, in truth, of the whole of creation, not just simply Mother Earth. However, for where you are doing the grandest, you are what we would call the in the trenches. You're doing the footwork, the hard work, the deep work. And you've chosen to do this. And if you find yourself here in this moment, it is not by accident. For no one will enter here in this space whose soul has not called out to us, and you may not be aware of it on a conscious level, but it has called and we have answered. And I know there are some of you tonight who understand what I'm saying. You have called and we have answered. And we want you to know that the bridge that was created long before you ever, ever stepped into this reality. And that is the truth. You already created your highest self, the perfect bridge to step on to walk the path home to the truth of yourself. And you could live many, many, many of what you would call lifetimes. For in truth, dear ones, everything is in the now. All is now. But for an easier understanding, we will say many lifetimes. And it takes a moment where you say to yourself, there must be something more. There must be more. The dream is fading. The illusion is old. This life is challenging, and yet there's a deep part of me that no matter what I do on the outside, is still unfulfilled on the inside. And you cry out in your dreams at night and in your sleep, whether you're aware of it or not, and you say, please, please, Father, I want to come home. And let us say that right now, in this moment, you are home. You are in the heart. You are one with the divine mind. And from that space of divine mind, we are speaking to your soul. So more than what you hear through Denisa, and more than the words we're speaking, is that your soul is embracing and taking on the frequencies that are being sent through this voice. So everybody take a breath. That was a little serious. We're going to lighten up a little bit. And we're going to talk to you about the beauty of hearing with the heart. In this year 2012, there are going to be many, many, many changes. You hear them spoken of often, and we will ask you not to buy into any of the fearful predictions and all of those type things, because that takes you right out of your heart center. And allow us to say, while you still seem to find yourself in time, it is a waste of time. There is only the eternal now. You are the creators of your reality. And for each and every one of you, you are creating your own universe with each choice that you make. So whatever you see going out in that outer world, allow us to remind you to be at peace, to know all is well, and that truly your only purpose is this journey you're taking right now home to your true self. There is no grander purpose. Allow me to say that again. There is no grander purpose. So to hear with your heart begins with this: I do not know what anything is for. I do not know what anything is for. Why is that so important? Because, dear ones, you have lived in this duality space that you find yourself in. And some of you, this is only one lifetime, some it's many. It really doesn't matter at all. What matters is that you come to awaken to the fact that it is a dream, that you took a thought that what would it be like to create separate or believe I was separate from source or love, and voila, you found yourself here. And what you've seen with your earth eyes and your ears, heard with your ears, has been almost what you would call there on your planet, a program. In order to step into this realm, to be able to function here, you had to take on guilt. You had to take on guilt. Let me say, it's a key that allowed you to enter into this realm. Because in this realm, what keeps you from knowing the innocent, wondrous child of love you are is the belief that you could ever be guilty. The belief that you could ever be guilty. And that belief creates worlds upon worlds upon worlds and experiences upon experiences in your reality. And so we're going to ask of you to see and hear every moment differently. You know those ones that come to you and they speak words and I always use the phrase, stir your feathers. They give you a lot of food for thought. Those ones are your saviors, and they come to you to awaken you even more fully into your true presence. The voice of love that's speaking to you right now is available to each and every one of you anytime you so choose for it. There's nothing unique or special about Denisa. There's nothing unique or special about us. You are who we are. There's no separation. So in our coming to you for the remembrance, we say, begin with this: I do not know what anything is for. Why do we say that? So you can open a grand space within you so that your voice of love can be heard and your voice of love can connect with you and guide you and talk with you of what is alone real, that being love. Love alone is real. And it is not the conditional love that you've known of this world. It is the unconditional love that allows all things, embraces all things, trusts all things, and thus transcends all things. If you truly want to experience heaven on earth, by the way, that is who you are, each and every one of you are heaven on earth. Really take that in. I am heaven on earth. However, I have found myself in a reality where I have forgotten that. And now I choose to love as my Father loves, as the one source loves. And that is my deepest desire. For from that remembrance and from that knowing, I will come to the place of peace that is unknown by many on this planet. And in truth, dear ones, that is the goal. To know the peace of God, and to know the peace of God, you have to experience the love that surrounds you. And we say to you, you can't experience that unless you let go of what you think you see and what you think you hear with your head, with your mind. So we're moving your mind into your heart. And from that space, we bring you grand gifts of clarity and a true experience of piercing the veil and love showing itself right where you are to you through the symbols of the world. We've been speaking with Denisa for a very long time now about the symbols of the world. The world you live in is a symbol. And you're either looking at a symbol of duality or a symbol of union. That's all there can be. And so it's a retraining of your mind to bring you into the heart so that you can experience and breathe in and express and extend the love that envelops all things and that is within each and everything you lay your eyes upon. Nothing can come into form that does not come from that one grand love, bursting forth, showing itself as person, place, thing. And all of it is you. So to begin to discover this for yourself, we're going to ask of you to begin each day saying, I do not know what this day is for. Ha ha ha. There you go. Just wake up. I do not know what this day is for. But there is one that does, and the one that does lives within me. And I only desire to know that, to live that. And so I give this day up and say, I do not know what this day is for. Now, as things will arise during the day, and you have put yourself in a space of unknowing, not knowing, now there is movement coming up from the depths of your being. And allow us to say, dear ones, anything coming into you externally, your outer world into you is not real. What is real is what comes up from the depths within you that overspills out through you and touches the furthest of stars. That is what's real. So pay attention to what's arising up more than you do from what's coming in. All right? And what's arising up when you say, I do not know what anything is for, now you have created an energetic space where we can come to you and share with you what love would have you do in that moment. For you see, dear ones, you do not know what love would like to do through you. And the sooner you understand that truth, the more you will walk in the shoes that I walked in as I walked your beloved planet. And many laughed at me, and many thought I was very different. Many made fun of me. Oh, yes, I've experienced all those things that many of you have, the isolation, the loneliness, the fears. And yet I transcended this plane, and because I have, seeds were planted. And now all of you are lifting the whole and transcending space and time, which, by the way, space and time as you know it is coming to a conclusion. Now, by that, we don't mean the end of the world. We're saying, as you know it to be, space and time is coming to a conclusion. Right now, I will say to you that when you're in this space with us, sharing the heart space, you are not in time. You are home. And to think that one thought, one choice to move into the heart brings you there, right where you are, is one to ponder very deeply. For every choice you make from the heart moves you into the heart. So to hear with the heart what we're asking of you, dear ones, there is a love that wants to shine through your being and touch the one in front of you in such a way, often without you even being aware, that their soul begins to awaken. And this is the power of love that lives within you right now. And it desires to be expressed. However, it cannot express itself through you as long as you are attached to what it's asking you to do. But the more and more you ask and you listen and you follow by taking the action of what you're hearing, you will come to trust this voice so deeply that nothing in your outer world can shake you for even a moment. Even a moment. Because you will know the real world, and you will know the real world abides as you and within you. Now, there are frequencies. We use the word frequencies. It's a strange word to us, but we know that it is understandable to all of you. There are frequencies that only can abide within the one heart. So let us begin with gratitude. Gratitude is the most creative thought that you can take. Ooh. Gratitude is the most creative thought that you, each and every one of you, as the creators you are, can take. And so just for tonight, we're going to speak to you about what true gratitude is and ask of you that when you hear from now on, everything you hear becomes a sacrament to gratitude because it's giving you an opportunity to extend love in some way, in some form. Gratitude is the grandest creative force that truly brings you that which you've been seeking. It manifests more and more and more of true love. It's not the gratitude where you look upon another. Let's say you're walking down the street and you see a beautiful woman and she's in a wheelchair and you walk by her and you say, I'm grateful that I have my two legs and I can walk in this moment. Now, we understand that you are grateful. However, that is not true gratitude. Well, in truth, what you're saying is that poor woman over there in the wheelchair, I am so grateful I'm not her. That's the ego. That's the ego mind. That's an ego belief. In truth, the woman in the chair is exactly where she's supposed to be, and she is not a victim, and she is not something other than perfection. Right where she is, as she is, she's in the perfect, perfect place for her soul and for many others around her. True gratitude is when you can be grateful for all things that arise. All things that arise. Let's say you just lose your earthly job. Can you imagine not having one moment of fear, instead just saying, thank you. Thank you. I know this is love, and it's for my highest good. Thank you. The moment you say thank you, all of creation is now rearranging itself to bring you the new, to bring you the new job, the new career, the new living space, whatever that may be. It's all moving and creating and coming into form because you, from the power of love within you, chose gratitude versus fear. And so to hear with the heart is to go within and say, I do not know what this arising is for. However, I'm grateful for it. And then you wait on love. Because you have made the choice. Love is already at work, bringing you the person, places, and things that will all come together for your highest good. And that's a part of the process of hearing with the heart. So, I just lost my job. Somebody calls you. You've lost your job. What am I hearing? Oh, dear ones, what are you hearing? Are you hearing love, or are you hearing something that is very unlike love? Like what a jerk he is? How could he do this to me? You know those stories. On and on and on we go. And then you find yourself in what we'll call hell. And you can't breathe, and the muscles get tight, and everything gets clogged up in your system, and grace and love and health can't move through because you're all clogged up. And the moment you judge anything, trust me, dear ones, you are clogging up. Allow us to say that judgment is the number one cause of every dis-ease on your planet. If you could only see the effects of judgment. And why? Because everybody's you. Everybody's you. So if you're judging them, you're judging you. And you will be the first one to receive the effects of the judgment. And that will be an unhappy mind, an unhappy tummy, an unhappy foot, an unhappy back. So be paying attention to your thoughts and what they're bringing up within your body. So hearing with the heart is beginning to say, I do not know what this is for. I choose to be grateful for it. And I will wait on my voice of love. And that is what gets, allow us to say, the juices rolling. Creation's rolling. Grace is coming into your being. You're hearing your own inner voice. You may be getting pictures or dreams. You are being guided every step of the way, and you're being held in the arms of love, always. But because you are the creator, these things cannot happen until you choose for them. They're all there, waiting on your welcome. The whole of the universe wants to create with you, for you, as you. But you've been in the cocoon of the ego, so the first thing the voice of love wants to do, and every being that starts to come around you, and they may look like the same old people, but trust me, they're not. They're showing up differently. In order to bust open the cocoon of ego that you have placed around your being. And when you say, I do not know what this is for, the cocoon opens. The cocoon gently opens and allows the light of the sun to enter therein. And that comes from the choice to admit, I don't know what anything's for. I've been trying for an awfully long time to figure it all out and make it work. This career, that career, this relationship, that relationship, more children, more money, whatever it is that you're trying to get more of to fill you up, will never do it. But there is a way that will. And allow us to call it the bridge to home. Allow yourself to put one little toe on it. Even one little toe on that bridge allows the whole of creation to come to you in love. The true love, the real love that's here. So to begin to hear with the heart is to begin to choose with the frequencies of the heart. Can I see this differently? Can I stand back from what I think I see for one moment, check in with myself, my higher self, before I speak? Because when I do that, I'm going to see and hear everything differently. And that person's heart will be shown to me, and I will know exactly what love would do through me. And in truth, dear ones, this has always been what you've been seeking. All the pills and the drinks, we call the unconscious bars where everybody gets unconscious, all of that is to get a feeling. And of course, as everything else here in time, that is a temporal feeling. But what that feeling is you're searching for is what you'll discover is there within you when you open up and allow love to touch others and fill you first. Then the heart center opens. It opens and we enter therein. Love enters therein and expands and expands and expands and touches all. So it is with great joy and honor and gratitude that we say to all of you who have showed up here tonight with us, from the depths of our beingness, we send you our deepest love. We fill you with the grandest of light. And we ask of you to just be willing to begin to hear with your heart. And all you have to do is be willing. As we like to say over here, the rest will be taken care of. Just choose for it. Just choose for the heart. Choose for the one love that's real. Allow the world you see outside of you to just be as it is, because it's all divine anyway. It's all going home to source. It's all innocent. The discovery is for you to discover your innocence, your selfhood, your light, your power, the power within you have to change your whole reality with one choice. And that's always to see through the eye of love and to hear with your heart. So, tonight when you go to bed, imagine seeing your ears move into your heart, your hearing space into your heart. And if you will do this for me and come within, I will meet you there. I will meet you there, and I will bring you, let me say, a surprise. You are dearly loved. You are dearly honored. We thank you this day, and we stand back now, and we bid you adieu. Your flames are still lit as one heart, and we'll continue on for a few hours after this show. Be aware of that. We love you dearly, and so it is. Okay, so I think we'll take a little break. I don't know if anybody wants to call in, have any questions. If you do, feel free while we take a little commercial break, and we'll be right back. Welcome to the show, The Voice of Love. If it be your deepest desire to know and experience the peace of God, if it be your deepest desire to live from within the heart, free of the perceptions that have kept you locked in duality, if it be your deepest desire to be touched by love in such a way that your very soul awakens to itself, then this will be the space for you. I am simply an empty vessel, empty of self, that allows divine love to move through me. Hearts are open, miracles are experienced. And it's simply love moving through me, touching all who come and gather with the intention of remembering that you are the light that lights this world, and nothing else has ever been true about you. We will journey together through the coming changes, be taught how to stay within the heart as the old world dissolves and the new world appears. We will together discover the depths of unconditional love that our true self has for us and is waiting so patiently for us to experience. We will learn together how we block that very love from being revealed to us. I have witnessed miraculous healing, and it is my pleasure and delight to bring the voice of love out into the world. It is an honor and a privilege, and I look forward to being with all of you who would choose to gather with me. With great blessings, Denisa. Okay, I believe we're back on, and it looks like at this point we don't have anybody calling in. If you would like to, go to BBS Radio. The numbers are there. Give a call through, see if you can get through. I'm going to take a few minutes to talk to you a little bit about a couple of things. If we don't get any call-ins, we will end maybe a little bit early tonight because the channeling needs to be integrated. And so when you're done with this call tonight, if you can, I don't know what that was. I don't know if that means I'm back on the shore or what happened. Anyway, if you can tonight after the show, give yourself some time to just lay down and allow the energies that just came through my voice to integrate within your being. And you'll probably feel that. More than likely, you will feel that. Is there somebody on the line?
Yes. Hi, Denise.
Yes.
Hi, it's Anne.
Well, hi, Anne. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I just thought I'd call in to say the channeling was so beautiful, and it was just perfect. I loved hearing everything that was being said, and the gratitude piece just resonated with me so much, and I just wanted to thank you so much for it.
Well, I thank you. And by the way, while I've got Anne on the phone, gives me an opportunity to share with you. Okay, we're just going to be grateful for that, aren't we? Are you there, Anne? Did I lose her? Okay. Well, I'll take this opportunity to share with you our format for the show is
Anne
going to be two.
Be there.
Okay, Anne, are you there now? Okay. So anyway, we're just going to see now. I'm getting all these opportunities to be grateful for what's arising. Isn't it funny how that works? I'm going to do two shows a month that will be channeling, and then two shows a month are going to be the dharmas that Jeshua gave me that are the bridge to home. There are 18 of them. We've been recording them and sending them out. If you would like to receive those, go to my website, www.thebridgetohome.com. You can subscribe there, and then you'll end up on the list so that you'll be included. And I have tape-recorded channelings, the dharmas, which are the guidance that takes you up through the bridge to home. If you're interested in a healing session, you can reach me through the website or my email, which is Denise Anew, DeniseAnew at AOL.com. So go to the website if you'd like to receive these things. And just subscribe. It's free, and that way you'll be able to get them. Allow me to share for a moment what just happened, because you will all notice this now as you go about your evening and your day tomorrow. What happens when we are given a teaching like this is we immediately will get something that will come up for us to practice it. We are living in a living matrix. It's a hologram. And what happens as we choose to live within the heart, we are going to be brought experiences so that we can use our knowledge that we've been given only so that we can experience the love that's waiting at the other end when we choose with it. So just now, I don't know why I'm being grateful for what just happened. However, I know it's divine, and in my choice for gratitude for what just happened, love will reveal itself to me in some way. And I will share that with you next week on this show. So for each of you, it's giving you an opportunity to see, I just did it. I could have been upset we lost Anne. Could have been upset we got interrupted. Mm-mm. Stay in my center. Thank you. I do not know why. But thank you. That gets it going, dear ones, all of you, that gets it going. So we were just given the perfect opportunity to practice that. One more thing I'm going to talk about while I have a few moments here is surrender. Just for a moment, we're going to touch on surrender. When you say, I don't know what anything is or what it's for, that is a form of surrender. And when your life is going good and you've got money in the bank and kids are doing great and relationships are perfect and life is just singing along, you aren't going to start thinking about, I need to surrender. There must be something else. So it takes these appearances in our life to jar us, wake us up. Because believe me, I would have never surrendered to this voice if I hadn't been in a place where I knew nothing else to do but surrender. That's how my journey began. That is how it begins for most. So know that if you are in a place of transition, you are in a place of fear or aloneness or confusion or whatever it could be, just surrender it. It is the grandest act of self-love that there is. In Dharma 3, it says, was there somebody there? Okay.
Hi, Denise, it's Anne again.
Oh, you're back. Okay, we were just talking about how we're going to be grateful for the fact that everything got undone.
I heard that and I thought, okay, maybe I should call back.
Oh. Yeah, so we were talking about, and now here is Anne. Every other week, she's going to join with me. She's co-author of the Bridge to Home book with me. And we're going to be going through the dharmas and what we both have said. Ascension is truly the process of descension. Mm-hmm. Ascension is truly the process of descension. And Anne, maybe you'd like to share a little bit about that for a moment.
Well, I guess my thought on that is as we ascend, as we're moving into the heart, raising our vibration by living more and more from the heart center, our higher self is able to move in to a physical space with us. I don't know if I can explain it very well, but coming in and meeting us, joining us, because as we're raising our vibration, the higher self becomes more and more the focal point for expression through the body. Mm-hmm. And it's such a beautiful thought when it comes to me to think about this, that as we move into the heart and learn how to stay there moment to moment to moment, we actually give voice to that which we truly are, which is what you're doing. You know, when you channel, I feel that there is this free flow of the heart coming through in such a beautiful, most perfect way. And so that's what I think about when I think of ascension, descension, mm-hmm. and what we're all learning to do.
Right. And I so appreciate you sharing that, Anne. And the descension part is when we talked earlier in the channeling, when they were speaking of pay attention to what's arising from within you versus what's coming to you from the outside.
Yes.
Because the descension part is when the light is filling your body. All of the effects of the beliefs that are unlike love are hidden in the subconscious. And so the light brings them up. So sometimes things will start to get a little shaky in your world. Know that that is okay, that it's good. That means things are bubbling up now for you to love and heal. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not doing anything wrong. In truth, it's totally perfect. And we'll be talking more about that when we have our shows together next week, next Wednesday. Join with us, and we are going to be talking, I believe, on the subject of desire. Desire is the engine that fuels creation, and we are going to share some of that with you on next Wednesday.
Good, I look forward to it.
And so to all of you tonight, I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank Anne for calling in. And take some time now and just be with everything that was shared. I think by tomorrow this show goes on, what do you call it when you can hear it again?
The archives?
Yeah, it'll be in the archives. And the channeling, I would suggest you listen to it as often as you can. I did try to record it tonight. If the recording comes out fairly well and you would like to receive the recording of this channeling from tonight, send me an email at Denise Anew, DeniseAnew@AOL.com, and we will get that to you if the recording comes out all right. Otherwise, you will have to access the archives here on BBS Radio. And I think it's our time. I think time is up. Thank you, Anne. Thank you all. Know that you're not here by accident, and know that you are deeply, deeply, deeply loved. Good night.